Begin the current daf Masech Tzvachim of Kuf Yud Zayin. Begin 16 lines down for the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which described the chronology of the prohibition of which was the topic of our parak and the previous parak of the Isser of Shchut Echutz, doing the Avodah outside of the area, which is known as a Bama, when the person goes and does a carbon, a sacrifice on his own private altar, regarding the times when it was forbidden, permitted. So the Mishnah said, Bo le Gilgal, when they finally crossed the Jordan River going into Eretz Yisrael, then they came there for a period of 14 years. They were the Aron was in different areas, and the primary residence was in Gilgal. That was where the Mishkan type of entity was. And for those 14 years, it was permitted. Not only did they have the Bama Sibur over there, which was the public altar, but there was also private altars that people were permitted to have. So that the Gemara explains is a big machlekes regarding how to define that period in Jewish history. Turn about and learn the Braisa. Kol Nidr v'Nidiv. The first Tana says, whatever could be taken a vow to bring, where someone could bring it on their own, either through a vow or through a nedava, by donating, which is the difference if you say Harei Olai or Harei Zu, if one takes responsibility or not. So regarding those types of karbanas, Hayakarv Babama, those are the types of karbanas which were permitted to be brought at everyone's private altar. And it's specifically talking about a Bama Katana, private individual altar, because regarding to the Bama Gedayla, the large public altar, there obviously there were not only the Dharma and the Davas, but also obligatory karbanas, which specifically those of Chayvat Tzibur, that the public had an obligation to bring, because the Pasuk says, V'yasas a Pesach b'Gilgal. They brought the Karban Pesach in Gilgal, which we'll shortly explain, is a chayva, because it's an obligatory karban, that's also that of the Tzibur. But what we're talking about over here is a private altar, and that the first opinion is saying that those are the types of karbanas that can be brought up there in the Dharma and the Davas, but not obligatory karbanas. So therefore, she'ein nidav v'nidav, any karban that cannot be brought through a neder or a nedava, ein karv b'vama, those are not the type of karbanas that can be brought on the private altar, as we'll explain later on, because an individual cannot bring obligatory karbanas even at times when it was permissible to have private altars. Only those obligatory karbanas can be brought at the public bama. Now, moreover, the tzibur, the public, their obligations cannot be brought at all on private altars. So it comes out that there were no obligatory karbanas brought on the private altars. Now, if one's going to ask on this opinion, which is the opinion of Reb Meir, and say, wait a second, how did the individuals bring their own private karbanas Pesach in Gilgal? But the Pasuk says in Midbar Tesach, V'yaseh a Pesach, they did the karban Pesach. The Pesach is a karban tzibur. Because as the Gemara in Yom Daf Nun Aleph says, although every individual brings it, because it's Asa B'Kanufia, comes with the whole assembly of the Jewish people, so although everyone's bringing their own, it's considered a carbon tzibur, and therefore it's not a problem how they brought, even though an individual cannot bring at all their obligatory karbanas, but that of a Pesach is considered a chayva tzibur, and therefore they were able to bring that in the Bama Gedayla. Now, continues this opinion, says, and mincha v'naziris, regarding a flower offering or the obligatory karbanas of a nazir, this opinion holds that these are considered nedarim nedavas. A mincha is a flower offering a person could bring through a neder nedava, just like oila and shlamim, which are these cases of nidr v'nidav. And so too, a nazir that he takes, he becomes a nazir only through the neder that he takes to become a nazir. So therefore, his karbanas are also kareivim b'bam, and they can be brought at a private altar. This was the opinion of Dibri Meir. That was Reb Meir's opinion. Now, v'chamayim, they say, that no, like karva yachid, an individual was not able to bring ela oilei sushlam bilvad, only the karban oilei and shlam. So what they're disagreeing essentially with Reb Meir is, they're saying the same thing like him, but they're disagreeing regarding the mincha and naziris. They say no, only oilei and shlam. But a mincha and naziris, as we'll explain later on, they say cannot be brought at a private altar. Third opinion, Reb Yehuda, he says, kol shat tzibur v'ayachad makrivin bo'il moed shebemidbar, whatever the tzibur, the public, and the individuals were able to bring in the tent of the assembly, the mishkan that was in the midbar, in the times when the Jewish people were in the midbar, which essentially were all karbanas, the darim, the dabas, and the obligatory karbanas. So makrivin bo'il moed shebegilgal, say, you could bring all those karbanas also in the tent of the assembly, in the mishkan that was in Gilgal, which was the Bama Gedolah, the large public altar. So now Rabbi Huda is disagreeing on both the Reme and the Rabbanan, because from the fact that he's saying Kol Shat Tzibur, he's coming to tell us that there is no difference between the El Mayil in the Midbar and the El Mayil that was in Gilgal, which obviously the inference is that according to Reme and Rabbanan that there was a difference. And what's the difference? The difference is that an individual was not able to bring his chayvus, his obligatory karbanas, at all. Now, the reasoning for them we'll see later on is because even by a Bama Gedayla, an individual, according to them, was only, whether the Bama Ketana or the Bama Gedayla, according to Ramey and Rabban, was only able to be in the Dharma and the Dabbas. Now, the difference between Ramey and Rabban is Ramey holds that Mincha and Naziris was included in those that were able to be brought, whereas according to the Chum, it's only the Oil and the Shlam. But Rabbi Huda is disagreeing. He says, no, even an individual's obligations could be brought at the Bama Gedayla, just like the Oil Mail and the Midbar, everyone could bring their obligatory karbanas in the Mishkan, so too in Gilgal. And that continues Rabbi Huda, so ma bein Oil Mail Shabbat Midbar, so then what was the difference between the tent of the assembly in the desert, the bein Oil Mail Shabbat Gilgal, to the one that they had the first 14 years when they came to Eretz Yisrael? Well, that says Rabbi Huda, Oil Mail Shabbat Midbar, when they had the Mishkan in the desert in those 40 years, lahaya bamas mutaris, there were no private altars that were permitted. Oil Mail Shabbat Gilgal, in contrast, when they had the Mishkan in Gilgal, hayo habamas mutaris, then the private altars, abamas yachid, were permitted. That was the one difference. But not that yechidim, not that individuals couldn't bring their chaybis, the way the first two opinions had said. It continues to be Huda, ubamasa shabareish gaga, and he could have his own private altar on his roof. And lohayo makar v'lau, so although he could have a private altar, but he was not able to bring elo elu shlamim, in this regard he's like the Rabbana, not like Remeir, and not to be able to bring Menachas and Aziris. Fourth opinion. Says the Mishnah B'Chachamim, the sages say, Kol shat tziba makrivim ba'el moyel shabbat midbar, whatever the tziba was able to be sacrificed in the el moyel and that was in the midbar, and this is the same statement like Rabbi Yehuda said, makrivim ba'el moyel shabbat Gilgal, they could sacrifice the same things in the Mishkan that was in Gilgal. Now, so what is he adding on? What's he disagreeing with the previous opinions? It says, v'kan v'kan. Now, however, both by the public bama and by the private altar, like korbi yachid, the individual is only able to bring. This is where he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the yachid can bring everything by the oil moed shebet gilgal, just like in the oil moed shebet midbar. And that these chachamim, these what's called the second chacham, the first chacham disagrees with Rabbi Meir, the second chacham is disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. Says no, like korbi yachid el oil v'shlam bovad, an individual was only able to bring just a korban oil and a shlam. Which later on the Gemara is going to ask. Well, that's the same thing as the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Meir. They both said the same thing. They both said that the karbanis in the that was by the oil moed was the same thing regarding the tzibur, and the only difference is the individual. They both of them are saying that the individual was only able to bring an oil and the shlam. That was essentially the same thing that the Tanakama of Remeir, the Machachama Remeir, were saying the same thing. So what exactly are they disagreeing about? The fifth opinion, Rabbi Shimonheimer, he says that he's coming to disagree with everybody. Because everyone up until now said that there was no difference, at least for the tzibur, for the public, between the Ol Mail that was in the Midbar to the one, to the Mishkan that was in Gilgal, regarding the Bama Gedayla, regarding the public altar. On that, Rabbi Shimon says, no, af tzibur lo hikrivu, even the public did not bring, by the Bama Gedayla, more than what an individual was able to bring by his private altar, which was only regarding the Dharma and the Davis. Ella, the only difference for the tzibur by the Bama Gedayla was Pesachim, the Karban Pesach, but not, let's say, other public obligations like the Parhel and Davar, when the whole Jewish people sinned on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, or when they sinned the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin of Avodah Zarah, like the Seer of Avodah Kechavim, that they didn't sacrifice in the Bama Gedayla, the Tzibur, in Gilgal. So the only exception was the Karban Pesach, and as you continue to Medbeis, V'chaybet Shekavu L'mizman, and other obligations that have a set time, like, for example, the Karban Tumah that's brought every single day. But other public obligations were actually not brought in the Bama Gedayla, in the El Mayad that was in Gilgal. So now the Gemara goes through to explain all these five opinions. So my time with Rebbe, what was the reason of Rebbe Meir? Says the Gemara, because the Amakar, the Pasuk says in the Varm, where regarding, it was talking about after they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Loi sasu, don't do when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, which was that first 14 years when they were in Gilgal, K'chal asher anachnu eisim pa'ayim, like we do today over here. Which is what do we do here today in the Mishkan in the Midbar? That the public and individuals, they bring their Kabban Chatas and Ashim, Bechor, and Meiser, which are even obligations that don't have a set time. And for sure that we bring now also obligations that have a set time. No. What are we going to be allowed to do over there when we get over there? That's what the Pasuk continues. Ish kal hayosha be'en of every man according to what he sees fit in his eyes. What does that mean? The Ish, an individual, can only sacrifice over there what's Yashab Einav, which is that he sees fit. What does it mean, sees fit? Nedarim and Nedavis, that he wants to go ahead and sees fit to bring. Now, up until when will that halachic limitation apply? That's what the pasuk continues. Because you didn't come yet to the resting place and to the inheritance, which means up until you come up to Shiloh and up until you come up to Yerushalayim. As the Gemara explains, Amalan Moshe Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, when you come into the land of Eretz Yisrael, Yisharis Takrivu, the only thing you'll be able to bring as an individual are things that you see fit to bring, which are Nedarim and Nedavos. But Chayvus Lo Takrivu, but obligatory carbons, you're not going to be able to sacrifice. And again, as we said, that's referring to individuals because the Pasuk says Ish. And the Pasuk doesn't differentiate regarding the limitation of an individual, whether the Bama Gedola or the Bama Katana. Because regarding an individual or mayor holds, there's the only thing he's allowed to sacrifice on the Dharma and the Davis. And therefore, what's not Nidr Menidav is not sacrificed in a private altar. And the reason for that is because the Yachid can never bring any obligation on any Bama. And any Chayves Tzibur is not sacrificed at all at a Bama Katana, as the Mishnah Torah Nav Kufid Beis and Beis, that Karbanas Tzibur are only brought in the Mishkan, whereas Karbanas Yachid are the only thing that can be brought at a Bama. And including that, says Remeir, this is where he disagrees with Rabbanon, Menachas v'Naziris Yisharis Ninu, and so too, a flower offering, and even the obligatory karbanas of a Nazir are really essentially like a Neder Nedava. Why? Because although that when he concludes his days of Naziris, his karbanas are obligatory, but how did he get that obligation? Only through the Neder, the vow of taking upon himself the vow of Naziris. So it stemmed from a Neder, and therefore it's included in Neder Nedava, and therefore he was allowed to bring those karbanas on the Bama Katana. Now, regarding that, Rabbanan, they disagree with those last two. First of all, Ein Mincha B'Bama. No, there was no flower offering on the private altar. As the Gemara says later on, that it had to be Zvachim, which were animal sacrifices, and not Menachas, not flower offerings. Why? Because the Pasuk says, L'mana sh'yiviyu b'nei Yisrael, so that when the Jewish people, etc., are going to sacrifice al Paneha Sada on the face of the field, what that's referring to are private altars, which are out in the open field, which, at a time which it was permitted for them, and says, Vivim Lashem, and they're going to bring it to Hashem. What's that referring to? Is that those who had sanctified Karbanas at a time when it was permitted, Al Panei Asada, permitted to have Bamas. But they didn't get a chance yet to sacrifice them until it was already a time, let's say by Shiloh, times when private altars were forbidden. As the Gemara explains this at length in Daf Kovav Mabez, that this pasuk is talking about by Kadshei Kadshim, which was sanctified at a time when Bamas were permitted, but then they're coming to sacrifice at a time when private altars are already forbidden. On that, the pasuk says, v'zavchu, and they're going to slaughter. What's that referring to? Zavchum always refers to zivchi shlamim, to shlam karbanas. As the Braisa teaches in Teres Kainim, I would only know that this halacha applies to sacrificing at a bama, meaning when it's still permitted, which that pasuk tuma, but when it becomes forbidden, then it's a problem. But what's permitted is only shlam, because that's what we're referring to when we're talking about those things which are sanctified for the bama, which the term v'zavchu indicates. How do I know to include even the oil is permitted? That's what says zavchum, which includes any carbon. So you would think that there would even be then chatas v'ashem would be permitted. That's what it says. No, oisam, them, which is exclusionary terminology, excluding chatas and ashem. So would you see fit, if you're including a term with zvachim, and you're excluding with the term of oisam, so you'll say, you'll compare it to the shlamim, which is alluded to in the pasuk, which a shlamim can be brought through a ned and a dava. So too, what's going to be included that can be brought on a private altar, something that can be brought through a ned and a dava. Now, remeir includes osu menachas and naziris, which could also be brought through ned and a dava. But the Rabbanan infer, no, that the Zvachim, the Pasuk says, which are animal sacrifices and not menachas, not flower offerings, only something that is zavuach, something that's slaughtered. So therefore, there is no flower offerings in the private altar. So regarding that, they disagree. And regarding Naziris, regarding the vow to have certain halachas of Naziris, those karbanas that are brought afterwards, chayvis ninu, they're obligatory because they understand the concept of the karbanas that are brought after Naziris, that this person never took a vow or donated these karbanas. Rather, what happens with the Nazir is he makes himself forbidden in wine and cutting his hair. By default, what happens is when he's done with that process, the Torah says, you have to bring karbanas. And those are obligatory karbanas. And therefore they say, since they're chayvis, like chatzis nashim, they cannot be brought at a private altar. Now, Amar Shmuli qualifies, and he says, the machlokes between Remei and Rabbanan in this topic that we just said of Naziris, if one was allowed to bring those karbanas to the private altar when private altars were permitted, if that's permitted or not, is only bechatas v'ashem. There's many different karbanas that a nazir brings. So the sin offering and the guilt offering that a nazir brings, that's where their machlekes was that able to be brought or not at a bama katana. Av ba'ilayts v'shlamim, but regarding the oila and the shlam that the nazir brings, where he brings these four different types, devre hakol yisharis in the v'karvi, that everyone agrees is considered hayasher be'enav, which are permitted to be brought at a bama katana, because as we said a similar svara early in our Mishnah, and earlier we said that oil and shlamim, even when they're coming from chayvus, but those are things that are applicable in neder and adava. So there, says Shmuel, everyone would agree that that was permitted to be brought at the person's bama katana, even according to Rabban. However, on this interpretation, Meisib Rabba, Rabba asks for the following brisa. The brisa says, chaza v'sheik, the breast and the thigh of the animal, which is elevated from when a person brings a carbon shlamim or a carbon taida, which that's given to the kain. And betrumas lachme taida, what's the elevated from the breads of the carbon taida, where there's four different types of breads which are given to the kain from the four different types of chalos, which there's 10 of each type of that are brought with the carbon taida. The pasuk says v'hikru v'menu echad mikol carbon, that from those 10 loaves of each type, which are 40 in total, the kain gets one of each type, which are the four different types of breads. So that says the braisa, these halachas, that these parts go to the kain, noigin babama gedayla. This only applies when the carbon is brought at the public altar. But v'ein noigin babama katana, but if these carbons are brought at a private altar, then that does not apply these halachas, as the Gemara says later on the Kofi Testament base, because the pasuk says, by these halachas, regarding these things that are elevated and given to the kain, it says, lahanav tenufel Hashem, which tells us only when it's by the Bama Gedayla, which is the front of Hashem, which is the way the divine presence is concentrated, and not by a private altar. So therefore, these halachas do not apply when it's done by Bama Gedayla. But in that, says Rabbah, makes an inference, but V'ilu, however, regarding what is elevated from the El Nazar, the Nazar brings a ram, which the Pasuk there also says, the elevated part, the part which is elevated, which also says Lefnei Hashem, that's given to the Kohen, which that is Hazroya B'Shela. The cooked form of the ram, that's given to the Kohen. That halacha, regarding that elevation, it also says Lefnei Hashem, Shaira. The Brisa leaves that case out, does not say that there also, you're not going to go ahead and give that part to the Kohen when that's done by Baba Gitana and not by Baba Gedayla. So obviously you could infer, well, why? Doesn't it say Lefnei Hashem there too? Obviously you could infer because actually the Shalmei Nazir was not brought at a Bama Gitana, because if it was sacrificed at a Bama Gitana, then it would have said that here also its elevated part would not apply by Bama Siachet, because it's only when it's Lefnei Hashem. So that concludes Rab his question. If you say that not like the way Shmuel had said, that to the contrary, the whole machlekes between the Rabbanan and Remeir was only by the oil and shlum. And that is because, do we say that, is it because you could bring it, are you allowed to bring it by Bama Siachet or not? Is by the oil and shlumim? So you could say, and only over there, so you could say, Hamani, so who's the Tana of this Bryce? The Rabbanah, it's going like Rabbanah, who they said that even oil and shlumim are not, of the Nazir, which that's the El Nazir, is the Shalmei Nazir, is not brought by a private altar. That's what the Bryce is leaving it out, because it's not saying that you're not going to bring its part when you do it by Bama Gitana, because it's not brought by Bama Gitana anyway. But if you say, like Shmuel said, that the Machlik is only by the Chatzis Nashim of a Nazir, but regarding the Shalmei Nazir, everyone holds it is brought by Bama Gitana, so Hamani, so is the Tana of the Bryce. The Bryce is obviously inferring that the Shalmei Nazir is not brought by Bama Gitana, because like we said, if it was, then it should have said that, but the elevated part, the cooked forearm, is not given to the Kain then, because it's not Lefnei Hashem. So rather, the Gemara switches around and says, no, Iyitmar, if we had the statement of Shmuel, Hachiyitmar, this is how it was said. The other way around. Amar Shmuel, he says, Machlekes ba'il b'shlam. The whole Machlekes was, by oil and shlamim, are those karbanas of the Nazir allowed to be brought at a Bama Gitana or not? Do we say that, ultimately, the halachas of are obligatory and therefore they do not apply? Or do you say that no, because ultimately, oil and shlamim are types of karbanas that could be nidr v'nidr, and therefore you would be able to bring it at a Bama Gitana? Avachatis v'ashem, but by the definite obligatory karbanas, which are never allowed to be nidav and nidav, then yeah, actually, Shmuel says they actually, everyone agrees that they are obligatory, v'loy karvi, and they're not brought at a private altar. And therefore, we could say that the brayso like the Rabbanan, who they say even by the Eilish Shlom, which where they disagree, it's not brought over there, and that's where the brayso leaves at that case. Now, Amma, the Gemara continues explaining the brayso, which the second opinion was v'chachamayim. They say that, no, kol shatziba makrivin ba'oil v'chulu, that whatever is brought at the oil mayid in the midbar was also brought in the oil mayid that was in the Gilgal. So says the Gemara, my time I had the Rabbanan. What's the reason of the Rabbanan? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, either it's a Pasuk in Devarim or it's a Pasuk in Sefer Shaftim, which says, Isha Yashar Be'inav Yasa. A man, what's appropriate in his eyes, he will do. Now the inference is, the Ish, it's regarding an individual That's where Yesharis who delikrib, only what he sees appropriate, which is something that he could donate on his own, that's where he's going to sacrifice. But chayvis leilikrib, but obligatory karbonas, like we said before, that's not going to be brought even at a bama gedayla. But the inference is vitzibur, but regarding the public, afal chayvis leilikrib, but even obligatory karbonas, that then you could go ahead and bring, and therefore it's the same thing for the public, was the same thing by both types. Now, that the Gemara continues the topic of kofir chasim and aleph, but Rabbi Yehuda, which was the third opinion in that Mishnah, that he said that no, even an individual was allowed to bring his obligatory karbanis by the Bama Gedaila, but doesn't it sound like that Ish could only be Yashab Einav, but the Tzibur was able to bring all types of karbanis like the El Mael Shabimidba El Mesh Begilgal? Now, Amalachi would tell you, no, Kiksiv HaYashir, when does it say that we're excluding an individual from bringing obligatory karbanis because it's only what is Yashab Einav, which is what he sees fit, which are Nidav and Nidav? That's going on be'enav hudichsim. That's going on the term of kol yasha, kol, that what's yasha be'enav. What does be'enav mean? He learns that means referring to the bama katana, which is in his eyesight, because wherever he wants, he could choose where to do the bama katana. That's where we're saying that the individual cannot bring obligatory karbanas. But by a public altar, then even obligatory karbanas to be the holds that the yachid was able to bring by the bama gedayla. But not the Gemara asks, but Elo according to Rabbi Yehuda, Haksiv Ish. But the pasuk says the individual. Now, if it's not coming to exclude, like the Chacham had said, and the same thing as we said is the second Chacham, not even to exclude that the Yachid can't bring his obligatory kabbanas from the Bama Gedayla, from the public altar, then why does the pasuk say Ish? It should just say Kol HaYasha Be'enav, whatever is fit in his eyes. Now, since it says be'enav, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that's referring to the private altar. So therefore, if it's referring to the private altar, obviously referring to Ish, to the individual that we're excluding, because the tzibur anyways doesn't bring their kabanas at the private altar, like we said in the previous Mishnah. So lav lememr, to the contrary, so asking him, isn't it to say, so why to say Ish? Because the Ish, yesharisu de likrim. It's regarding an individual that in general, he could only bring the dharma the davas. But regarding obligatory kabbanis, he can't bring it all. Because if it's only telling us regarding pi'enav, regarding the bama katana, then don't say ish, because bama katana obviously is referring to the ish, because the tzibur doesn't bring anything in a bama katana. That's a zigmar, no. It's referring only to be'enav. So why say ish? For a different halacha, kiksev ish. When does it say the man, lahachshir es hazar, to say any man could go ahead and do that avodah, even a non-kohen, could do that avodah at a bama katana, at a private altar. And that is the gemara zar regarding the permissibility of being a non-kohen. We learned that out from a pasuk in Vayikra Yedzayin, which is brought later on in the parak, where it says Vizaraka Koin Asadam al Mizbeach Hashem, that the Koin throws the blood on the altar of Hashem, Pesach El Moed, in the entryway of the tabernacle. So which it teaches us that when do you need a Koin? When you're Pesach El Moed, but there's no Koin required by a Bama Katana, where there could even be a non-Koin, and even a slave, as the Brisa says in Teres Koinim. So how can you say that Ish is telling us the Zara is okay when we know that from a different source? Says the Gemara, no, Ma'udetem, what would you say? Libay Kiddush Bechayris Kimikari, right. We would know you don't need a Kain. But we would think, okay, let it go revert back to what it was before the times of the Kahanim, which were the firstborn should be required. Mashallah, that's what Ish is teaching. No, you don't need a Kain, and you don't even need the Bechayris, the firstborn. It could even be by any regular person, even a Zar. Now the Gemara concludes this part of the discussion by asking, as we alluded to the question when we quoted the Braisa, the Chachamim, the later Rabbanah, there's two Chacham mentioned in the Braisa. It was Rebbe Meir, Chachamim, Rebbe Yehuda, Chachamim. So the later Rabbanan, Hainu Tanakama, they're the same as the first Tana, meaning the first Chacham that were mentioned, because they also said the same thing, that an individual can only bring at all, no matter where, only Eilas and Shlamim, and that Tzibur brings their obligatory Karbanos, which is anyways only by the Bama Gedal, they don't bring anything by Bama Katana, because from Ish, we learn now to exclude that the Yachid only brings the Dharma and the Davis. Unlike Rabbi Hudu, he interpreted that was only on the Bama Katana, so therefore he said by Bama Gedal, the Yachid could, but the Chachamim, Basraya, saying the same thing as the Chacham Kamoi, what's exactly the difference? Rav Papa says, the difference between them was regarding if libations, the primary one, the nisach hayayin, the wine libations, if those were done as part of the service in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, where it comes out that according to the Rabban Kamoy, the first Chachamim, they didn't have nisachim in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. So therefore, when they say that what's permitted for an individual to do at a Bama Katana, when they say Eila and Shlamim, the first Chachamim, they mean literally only the Eila and Shlamim without nisachim. Why? Where do they know that from? Because they learned that there were no Nesachim in the Mishkan in the Midbar. And therefore, as we explained this previously in Kof Yeralf Amud Aleph at length, that it says in the Torah when it introduces in Parsha Shlach, the Parsha of Nesachim of the libations, which are the pouring of liquids on the Mizbech, it says, Kisavoy, when you're in the commentary, it's all and suddenly talking about Nesachim. So they hold, what the Torah is coming to tell you, is that when did the Parsha of Nesachim begin? When the Mishkan was built in Shiloh, after they had settled and inherited the land. As the Gemara said there on Daf Kof Yeralf Amud Aleph. Now, the later Chachamim, the fourth opinion mentioned in the Braisa, they're coming to add on. How do we know they're coming to add on? Meaning not just Oil and Shlom, but even its Nesachim are brought at the private altar. Because they have seemingly superfluous words in their opinion. They say, Kol Shatzibu Makrivin Boil Moyesh Bemidbar. They said these words that whatever the Tzibur brings at Oil Moyesh Bemidbar, Makrivin Magilgal, they would bring the Oil Moyesh in Gilgal. Now, why did they have to say that? They're going on the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who was right before them, and they agreed to what Rabbi Huda says regarding the halachas of the tzibur, which, because he says, even actually adds on more. He says the yachid could even bring the chaybis in the oil moed begilgal. But regarding the tzibur's obligations, what was in the oil moed in the midbar, the same in the oil moed begilgal? Why do you have to say those words? Regarding that, you agree to Rabbi Huda. The only thing they should have said, which is the next words of this statement, which is what they do disagree with Rabbi Huda, which seemingly sounds like the same thing as the first Chacham, is that Kan V'Kan, here and here, meaning both Bama G'dayla and Bama G'tana, that for the individual was only allowed Oil Shlamim. Why say the first part of your statement? Rather, that seemingly superfluous words are coming to add on to more than what the first Chacham had said. And they're saying, Kol Shad Tzibur, whatever the Tzibur had to bring in the Oil Moed Mamidbar, that's what they brought in the Oil Moed Shabbat Gilgal. What are you adding on? When you say adding more words, the second opinion is coming to add on the Nesachim, the libations, and to say that in the Midbar, they brought Nesachim for everybody, for the Tzibur and for the Yachid. And so too by the Gilgal, what that means to say is, by both Bamas that there were, because in the Midbar they didn't allow Bamas, but by Gilgal there were both Bamas, Gedol and Gitana, that they would bring Nesachim. It was the same thing in Gilgal, that any Bama allowed Nesachim. Now the reason for this is that why the Gemara says it like this is because according to the one that holds that they brought Nesachim in the Midbar, which we're saying that's the second opinion, that's the second Chacham, that's the opinion that holds that therefore that was sacrificed also at a private altar in Gilgal, because by default then, when it says in the Pasuk, Kisavayu, what do you mean Kisavayu? Kisavayu, when you come there, it's sold in the Nesachim, you hold that there's Nesachim even in the Midbar. No, what it means to say is, when you come in Teretz Yisrael, and you're in the beginning period where we're even in Gilgal, when there's a permissibility of Bamas, Ketanas, or private altars, to tell you that even by a private altar, which they didn't have up until then in the Midbar, that even that is going to require the halacha of Nesachim, and that's what the Chacham in Basroi, adding up to the Chacham Kamoi, that although they say the same exact opinion, but from the extra words that they say in their disagreement with Rabbi Huda, they're alluding to the fact that not only was exactly the Oil and Shlom permitted for the Yachid, which was both by Bama Ketan and Bama Gedayla, but including that was also Nesachim again, because they hold that was always allowed in the Midbar, and therefore when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it's adding on, is Bama Ketan, in contrast to the first Chacham, they said it was only Oil and Shlomim, because they hold there was no Nesachim in the Midbar. It was actually, when it says Kisavayu, what's coming to say is, when they came to Shila after Yerusha and Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, that's when they began the Nesachim. That's the difference between the first Chacham and the second Chacham.